Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The National Parks America's Best Idea is a large format companion book to Ken Burns and Dayton Duncan's PBS documentary series on the history of the United States National Park System, published in 2009. It combines historical narrative with rich visual material to explain how the park idea developed from the mid-19th century to a system that now includes hundreds of protected sites across the country. The book is not a guidebook to individual parks. Instead, it tells the larger story of how Americans came to value public land as a democratic inheritance rather than a privilege reserved for elites. Through figures such as John Muir, Theodore Roosevelt, and Ansel Adams, the book shows how preservation, politics, myth-making, and public persuasion shaped the national parks. Its purpose is both commemorative and interpretive to celebrate the parks, while also explaining the difficult choices and conflicts that made them possible. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the national park idea as a democratic principle. The book frames national parks as more than scenic destinations. Its central argument is that the nation's most extraordinary landscapes should belong to everyone, not only to royalty, the wealthy, or private interests. This makes the park system an expression of public values rather than simply a conservation program. By presenting the parks as an idea rooted in equality and shared citizenship, the authors connect land preservation to American democracy itself. That framing is important because it explains why parks became so culturally powerful. They are not just protected spaces, but symbols of collective ownership and civic responsibility. The book returns to this idea repeatedly, showing that debates over access, use, and preservation have always been debates about what kind of nation the United States wants to be. Secondly, how Yellowstone and Yosemite became foundational myths of preservation. A major strand of the book is the early history of the park system, especially the creation of Yellowstone in 1872, and the earlier recognition of Yosemite as a landscape worth protecting. These places serve as the starting point for a larger national experiment in conservation. The narrative emphasizes that the park system did not emerge naturally or peacefully. It grew through persuasion, political struggle, and changing ideas about wilderness and public value. By tracing these beginnings, the book shows how a few emblematic landscapes helped define a national model for preservation that would later expand across the country. The history matters because it reveals that national parks were invented through policy and public imagination, not simply discovered as already protected treasures. Thirdly, the people who shaped the parks through activism, politics, and art. The book gives special attention to the individuals who helped turn park preservation into national policy and public sentiment. John Muir represents moral urgency and wilderness advocacy. Theodore Roosevelt represents political power and executive action. And Ansel Adams represents the role of images in building public support. Around them, the book includes less famous figures whose work was equally important, including advocates, administrators, and park supporters who fought to save landscapes from exploitation. This human dimension is crucial because it shows that the parks were not created by abstract ideals alone. They depended on people who argued, organized, photographed, wrote, lobbied, and sometimes took personal risks. The result is a history driven by character and conflict, where preservation emerges as a collective achievement rather than the work of a single hero. Fourthly, conflict, mythmaking, and the struggle over public land. Another important theme is the political and cultural conflict surrounding the parks. The book does not present conservation as a settled or uncontested triumph. Instead, it highlights battles over development, extraction, access, and the meaning of stewardship. Mythmaking also plays a role. The parks became part of a national story about wilderness, progress, and identity. And that story was shaped by selective memory as well as genuine admiration. The book's historical method makes clear that park creation often involved compromise and resistance, and that preservation has always required persuasion against competing economic and political pressures. This theme gives the book analytical depth because it explains why the park system remains contested. The parks are protected, but never entirely beyond debate, since each generation must decide how to balance use, conservation, and public responsibility. Lastly, a visual history that links place, memory, and national identity. The book stands out for its lavish illustrations and its effort to connect many different parks into a single national story. It moves from Hawaii to Maine, Alaska to Florida, Montana to Texas, showing that the park system is geographically diverse but historically unified by a common principle. The visual design matters because photographs, posters, and archival images do more than decorate the text. They help demonstrate how parks entered the American imagination and how public support was built over time. This approach also reinforces one of the book's larger claims that parks create continuity between generations. Places are presented as sites where memory, its landscape, and civic identity meet. The book therefore works as both a historical account and a cultural artifact, showing how the preservation of land became part of the preservation of national memory. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a serious but accessible account of how the United States National Park System came into being and why it matters culturally. It will appeal to readers of environmental history, American studies, documentary history, and visual nonfiction, as well as to anyone interested in the political and moral history behind conservation. Its main value lies in the way it combines narrative history with a strong visual presentation, making it more expansive than a typical park book and more grounded than a simple celebratory album. Compared with many books about national parks, it does not focus primarily on travel advice, ecology alone, or isolated park profiles. Instead, it explains the system as a national idea shaped by conflict, advocacy, and public imagination. That broader perspective makes it especially useful for readers who want to understand the parks as part of American democratic culture. It stands out because it treats preservation not as a niche concern, but as a defining civic achievement with continuing relevance. If you would like to support Dayton Duncan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.